Every summer, Mother Nature decides my pond should become a giant bowl of pea soup. The combination of blazing Texas sunshine and long days produces algae with the enthusiasm of a government spending program. Oddly enough, I now share a problem with our president. Mine doesn't involve ninja terrorists, but we both spend time trying to eliminate green algae. The difference is I'd rather solve my problem without wiping out every living creature within 100 yards. For years, I've relied on a Pennington 305-in-1 filter. When the UV lamp is healthy, it works remarkably well. Crystal clear water, happy fish, and no embarrassing comments from visitors. Then, almost overnight, the algae comes roaring back. The lamp is still glowing, so naturally you assume it can't possibly be the problem. Wrong. UVC lamps have an annoying little habit of continuing to produce visible light long after they've stopped producing enough ultraviolet light to kill algae. They're the electrical equivalent of a politician smiling confidently while accomplishing absolutely nothing. Replace the lamp and, almost magically, the pond clears up again. The old lamp wasn't working, it was simply putting on a convincing performance. Simple enough. Except Pennington exited the U.S. market after the tariff wars, turning replacement lamps into something between a scavenger hunt and a lottery. Amazon happily suggested a compatible replacement lamp. I wasn't optimistic, but choices were limited. It didn't work. Before we continue, a quick public service announcement. If your Pennington filter suddenly starts floating, there's a very good chance you've lost the rubber gasket that seals the UV chamber. Water gets inside the lamp compartment, and instead of producing ultraviolet light, your expensive lamp begins manufacturing hydrogen gas. That's not good on so many different levels. Now, I'm certainly not admitting to owning spare equipment solely because I lost a gasket. But I may have a second Pennington filter sitting on the shelf making lamp checking extremely easy. Since UVC light can literally give your eyes a sunburn, Pennington wisely included a magnetic safety interlock that prevents the lamp from energizing unless it's properly installed. That's why the arrows on the housing have to line up. It's actually a good safety feature. Fortunately, my practice of disassembling dead hard drives to harvest the magnets and ensure absolutely no possible data recovery has left me with an impressive collection of extremely powerful magnets. With the safety interlock temporarily bypassed, I tested every UV lamp I owned. 2 genuine Pennington lamps lit immediately, as expected, but I already knew they were past their algae-killing prime. The Amazon replacement? Nothing. 2 older bargain lamps I'd bought years earlier in an attempt to save money? Also nothing. 5 lamps. 3 complete failures. At this point, no one on Amazon was claiming compatibility with Pennington anymore, except for the one lamp I'd already proven didn't work. Then inspiration struck. To be fair, from the outside it probably looked exactly like heatstroke. If I couldn't buy lamps that worked with the Pennington ballast, maybe I didn't actually need the Pennington ballast. For reasons known only to Amazon's marketing departments, almost nobody lists ballast specifications with their pond filters. ChatGPT suggested replacing the ballast itself with a Robertson electronic ballast. $15. That's considerably cheaper than continuing to play Amazon UV lamp roulette. It did mean sacrificing one of my 2 working lamp assemblies. Then again, if replacement lamps no longer exist, owning 2 lamp assemblies is a little like owning 2 VHS players in 2026. Technically impressive. Practically useless. The Robertson ballast arrived. My test setup took only a few minutes. Every single UV lamp I owned lit immediately. Even the bargain lamps. Apparently, Pennington's magnetic ballast is extraordinarily picky about what lamps it's willing to tolerate. The Robertson electronic ballast couldn't have cared less. Problem solved. No more hunting for discontinued Pennington lamps. No more guessing which Amazon listing might actually work. No more vendor roulette. Now comes the obligatory disclaimer. The wiring itself is simple, assuming you already understand household electrical wiring, recognize that you're working around water, and appreciate why those 2 facts deserve your complete attention. Done incorrectly, you can electrocute your fish, electrocute yourself, or create a fire impressive enough to earn an honorary mention alongside Three Mile Island. I can certainly show you what I did. Explaining how to do it, however, is the sort of thing that keeps liability attorneys comfortably employed. One final surprise. Remember that magnetic safety interlock? It turns out Pennington may have cut one corner too many there as well. Even after replacing the ballast, my lamp still refused to energize while in the filter. Adding a small magnet to the bottom of the housing fixed it instantly. Curious, I disassembled my spare lamp assembly and discovered the magnetic sensor was held in place with glue that had already let go. The sensor had shifted just enough that the factory magnet no longer activated it reliably. One extra magnet restored proper operation while leaving the safety interlock fully functional. Sometimes the difference between broken and working perfectly is about an eighth of an inch. Short recap. Replace UVC lamps every 6 months if you want maximum algae control. They lose UV output long before they stop glowing. Pennington's departure from the U.S. market has made replacement parts increasingly difficult to find. The original Pennington magnetic ballast works with only a surprisingly limited selection of replacement lamps. Replacing it with a Robertson electronic ballast allows the filter to operate with a much wider variety of UVC lamps. If your lamp still refuses to turn on, the magnetic safety interlock may simply need a little magnetic encouragement. Will this modification pay for itself? For me, absolutely. Using readily available UVC lamps instead of chasing discontinued Pennington replacements should recover the cost in roughly 18 months. Even better, my fish can finally stop pretending they enjoy swimming in split pea soup.